essentially the residents and businesses' concerns that they have there range from aesthetic degradation and ruining the character of Gandy Boulevard to fear of reducing property values to the fact that it would further isolate and, you know, negatively impact the local businesses.
Al Steenson of the Gandy Sun Bay South Civic Association held a petition with hundreds of signatures from residents who oppose it.
There's over close to 1,600 names on these petitions right here that are opposing this particular project.
The project would likely cost $115 million. Activist Vivian Bacchus said that the money should go where it's wanted.
Finally, if the Expressway Authority isn't wanted in the Gandy Boulevard area, I submit that we have hundreds of roadway projects that they could be constructing. We have a huge backlog. Let's put the money to work someplace where we really want it.
Business owner Mark Rubio said he had concerns over crime and graffiti. He asked if the minutes the road would shave off commuter drive times was worth it.
Another construction project would be devastating to our community. I travel the Gandy corridor every day, early in the morning taking the kids to school, evening picking up, and the Gandy corridor is not a problem. It's a 5 to 10 minute extra drive to connect from the Gandy Bridge to the crosstown. Is it worth spending $120+ million for a 5 to 10 minute delay in traffic connecting? I think our government has bigger problems and doesn't need to be wasting money or destroying the community.
There were several other concerns. Some residents fear the elevated two-lane road would hurt businesses along Gandy. Commissioner Rose Ferlita said despite her support of transit projects in general, she can't support one that might have a negative impact on local businesses.
I think the Expressway Authority thought that perhaps they could come in fairness to them. They thought they could come in and do something that would improve connectivity and those type of issues with this project. But I think the sense of the citizens who were affected the most was that it was simply going to just cut out businesses, and God knows businesses, particularly small businesses along Gandy Boulevard, need all the help they can get instead of potential customers and clients bypassing them and going someplace else.